classroom that is a fourth grade class at Brown Elementary.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Should animals be allowed to vote? New study says they should.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you by the Wheatland Bank.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James.
Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Kevin.
There he
Kevin.
Is right there.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the news on a Friday morning.
Friday.
You know, we start with this. A recent survey of more than 2,000 Americans, they were asked the exact dollar amount they feel they are worth an hour. An hour of their time is worth, okay? And so that is how it was asked.
So there was no clarification.
What is an hour of your time worth?
No clarification on, like, what your task would be. Like, if you're helping a friend or if you're
right.
at work.
And it was through Empower, which is the retirement group.
Yep.
Retirement group?
Sure.
Financial planning and retirement. Empower. Yeah, yeah. It's who we use here at our.
Yeah, I feel empowered.
Yeah. Oh, boy, do I ever. Every time I look at it, I think, man, I'm empowered.
Financial services company, I think, is what you're looking for.
You should have put something in there.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's not important. I had fun at the casino yesterday, though.
Nest eggs don't grow unless you put something in the nest.
That's true.
Yeah. How are you doing, Warren?
Oh,
anything I need to know about?
I'm sorry about that.
I will remove your phone.
Well, yep. I was texting my wife. That doesn't help.
Sounds like a male's voice to me. I don't know what happened.
It was a female in
a
courtroom.
Well, a news thing came on or something. I don't know what happened. I apologize. Yeah. I put it away. Right.
Thank you.
Think maybe you want to pay attention? Warren, how much is your time worth?
Clearly nothing.
Per hour. Per hour. And also, apparently they were like, you know, thinking of like at a job as well. Like,
okay.
What would be the ultimate, what you want to get paid per hour?
Gosh, if I had my choice, I'd say like $30 an hour.
Wow, way to aim high.
Wow,
I know.
Warren. Yeah.
I
mean, $30 an hour.
When you work at Napland USA.
I understand, yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Well. Okay. I'm not knocking them, but.
I just would like to, the minimum wage was quite a bit lower when you were there.
Yeah.
What do you say, Monty?
$99.
$99.
There we
go.
That's perfect.
Brewster.
Bruce, that's what you think? Well, I will tell you, you guys, I think all kind of fit in the baby boomer category. Monty, you might be Gen X.
He's too young. He's too young.
You're Gen X.
Yeah. Really?
Well, baby boomers came back with the average of $137 per hour.
Whoa!
And that's the lowest answer of any
group
of
people. Yeah, I'm sure it is.
$137 an hour is what they were asking for.
That's awesome. Let's go.
To do what?
Yeah, just your time. You know what?
That's what your time's worth, man.
Yeah, your time's worth. Somebody's like, hey, can you help me do this? Well, my time is worth $137 an hour.
Okay.
And a pizza.
Or right.
At work, that works out to about $285,000 per year.
Let's go.
Now, the millennials, they did not. They went after it.
I imagine.
They were not messing around. They were asking for $328 an hour.
Good Lord.
For a nice take home of $683,000 per year.
Look how surprised we all are.
They all lawyers?
The Gen X, that would be me, that would be Monty. We only wanted $215 per hour. $449,000 a year. Sounds about right.
Bruce, Gen Xers are born from 65 to 79.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes it's hard to keep them all straight.
It is.
Very hard. Yeah.
Boomers would be 46 to 64.
That's us, Bruce.
And then the millennials.
You, Warren.
Missed it by that much, Bruce.
Yeah, what are you, Bruce?
I'm an old man.
Silent.
You were born between 46 and 64.
I didn't hear the 46.
Yeah, 46. You're good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He was thinking
And you'd be in there, too.
Yes, I would. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the millennials are 1980 to 1994. We know anybody here that might be in that?
No, Producer Steve.
Oh, that's weird.
Producer Steve thinks his time is worth $328 per hour.
I'll bet you guys are underpaying him then.
We certainly are, Warren. I don't think Steve's bringing home $683,000 a year.
Just a bit under.
If he is, I'm stopped paying him back for the donuts.
Joke. Yeah, Jake.
You're on your own now, buddy.
Okay.
Did I get that roulette money back?
That's right.
We want steaks.
Yeah, no kidding.
What is the lowest amount you guys made per hour?
$2.07
Well, 207, you remember it well, Jay.
That was the minimum wage.
Mm-hmm. Are we talking clear back like working on a farm?
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah.
My farm work when I was planting lettuce, it wasn't even $2. But my actual, like going to a workplace was $207 at A&W. But all the corn dogs you could steal.
Wow.
Was it stealing, though?
Yeah, I don't know. They were like, well, you guys can eat lunch. I'm like, are you kidding me? I could eat like 40 of these.
Well,
yeah,
all day.
$2 an hour seems ridiculous, but what seems ridiculous is when you go, I worked an 8-hour day, I made $16.
Yeah, right. That's the worst.
Which is now known as an hour.
Yeah, because
before taxes.
Yeah. Right.
Because the first farm I worked on, I got $1.50.
A day?
$1.50. Okay.
An hour.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Good night.
I had to take a draw on my money because I bought a car.
So they would just they financed it basically.
Car cost me $100, so
whoa, easy there, big spender.
Bruce, do you have any idea? Do you remember?
Seems like $1.25.
Oh,
okay, yeah. $1.25 an hour.
Yeah,
Monty.
So it depended on how fast I worked, but it was like $2.50 an hour. Because
you had a task.
I had a task, and you got I got $2.50 for each one of these I did.
So, I see.
Oh.
I see.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I got you. Oh, but, no, that's
but I
nice.
Have to say, Kevin. I mean, and you can appreciate this in the farm zone.
Yes.
It was big. It was a big deal for combine drivers. They got $100 an hour.
Oh.
We truck drivers got $65. I mean, $100 a day.
Yeah.
$65 a day.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that was a coveted job to get a combine driver.
Yep. The last time I drove combine, I think it was $120 a day. I'd love to know what they're paying now.
Ooh. Man.
I mean, is it 200 plus
a day?
Yeah,
probably.
It's funny. It's a different. It's just a different world. It's by the day.
Because
your day could be who knows.
It might be if it rains. It might not be that many hours. If it
right, it all equals out in the end. Yeah.
Yeah.
Steve, what was your lowest?
You know, I worked at a day camp one summer, and I think I made like $100 a week.
Yeah, that's a long week then. Because you were like in charge of the kids like all day.
Oh, no, they didn't trust me with that. I wasn't a counselor.
Oh, okay.
You were cleanup staff in the kitchen?
A little, yeah, actually, I made peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Oh, wow.
And I gave out the sports equipment.
Oh, geez.
And I cleaned up sticks in the forest.
Did they feed you? Or did you have to pay for that extra?
They gave us free soda.
Oh, there you go.
Free food. Yeah, they did give us free food.
I do remember when I worked at the A&W, the guy was like, well, look, we'd appreciate if you wouldn't use any condiments because, you know what, they're kind of expensive. They're all in those packets or you have the jug, right?
Yeah. Right.
So it was storage down in the basement, and we always just had like one jug that we kept just so we would go down there with the corn dogs, dip them in the jug,
and
just eat them right down there.
Good man, Jay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Hey, don't use the condiments. I'm like, who eats a dry corn dog?
Yeah, really? Come on.
I have ketchup on it.
I mean, what are you doing?
So ketchup or mustard?
Mustard.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm sure they reuse that mustard at some point, but you know what? It's fine.
Well, it's that corn dog
just
stuff
just
in
a couple,
it.
Just a couple employees double dipping a corn dog. Yeah. It should be fine.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Go. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What is your skin regime like, Bruce? What do you do to your face?
Kevin James.
You just wash it with like
face? Yeah, just wash it with soap.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, boy. Monty just had a revelation. It was very exciting. This is the most excited I've ever heard your voice.
No, it was...
Cookie
Kevin,
store.
Kevin, I was the dumbest thing I've ever seen. It was just a store that has cookies.
Bruce, what?
People like cookies.
I get it, but it's just cookies.
Oh, man.
That was it.
Those are
just cookies.
I'm going to tell you, those are fighting words. You're going to get...
Oh, I love cookies. Don't get me wrong, but I mean, something else maybe a little bit?
I know, but I think they do real well.
They do.
Like, I know the crumble cookie is something else. The other one that is here in Spokane is Insomnia Cookies.
Okay.
Guess when you get those?
Late.
That's right. Huh. I think they're open very late. I'm trying to see if they
Kevin, have. I think Crumble might be open until like 11 or...
No.
Oh, later. Really?
Yeah.
What's Crumble Cookie? I mean, is it?
What is it?
It's a cookie store.
No, I know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Warren, okay. They're the most gigantic, delicious cookies you'll ever have.
It's the size of it's all different plate.
They're big cookies. They're thick cookies. Yeah. And they have like different, every week as they feature different cookies. I don't know anything about it much.
Yeah, but it doesn't sound like you've ever been.
So just
put I have a daughter and a wife and man.
So put this into context. I think there's 70,000 people in Logan, Utah, where I was at.
Okay.
And they had
What'd you say?
He did fade off a little. Yeah, I will say that. Yeah.
No, there's about 70,000 people in Logan, Utah, where I was at, and they had 4 cookie stores.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
And the one cookie store we went to, it was kind of like it was a warehouse and just concrete floors and a counter, and that was it.
Yeah.
Just like, making cookies.
Just no, I don't think they made them there. I think this was just the retail location.
Yeah. Wow.
It was just weird. I didn't see anything like it.
I had never heard. I mean, I'd heard of Crumble Cookies, but I'd never had them. Yeah. And one time back in the day, guys, back when I had my own little cookie when I was dating.
No, that's not that. Okay. Don't ever do that again.
Please don't.
No, that's we're not.
Maybe why I'm single. Anyways, doesn't matter.
Yeah, could be.
But I thought, oh, I'm going to get Judy and the girls a surprise. I'm going to get them something. I'm going to send it to them, you know.
Oh, you sent it to them?
Yeah, just they lived in Coeur d'Alene. I see. So I was like, I'm just going to be the sweet boyfriend who's going to send
Let's all
them
do
stuff.
It together.
I like to do that type of thing a lot. And so I thought, well, maybe cookies today.
Yeah, cookies
I'm gonna
is a great
get them
idea.
Crumble cookies.
Yeah.
So I looked and I was like, oh, a 6-pack of cookies. That seems right. There's 3 of them. They, you know, 2 cookies each. That'll be fine. And I send it to them. And then, of course, later that day, I go over there. And she was like, why did you get us so many cookies? And I'm like, what do you mean?
Right. Only 6.
I only got 6 of them. And then I opened up the box and realized, oh, good God.
Yeah, they're big.
No wonder they were so expensive.
Yeah.
They were so huge.
Yeah.
Huge were they?
Thank you,
Warren. I took 4 of them home.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
Piffle.
They weren't too big
they
for me.
They sell a cookie cutter there that cuts them into quarters because a lot of people will be like, huh, I'll just.
That's funny.
I'll
it makes sense, though.
I like it.
Yeah, no, that does make sense. My nephew's girlfriend worked at Crumble for a summer.
Oh, man.
And let me tell you, she sometimes would bring like the extra. Like they'd
the
have extra
ever.
Dough or
yeah.
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'd just bake it up.
Yeah.
Those were wonderful at the cabin.
Yep.
By the way, Insomnia Cookies open till 3 a.m.
Nice.
11 a.m. to 3 a.m.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy. It's quite the business.
That's a day.
Ooh. It's a day.
That's a day.
This week you can get the semi-sweet chocolate chunk, the churro, the blueberry muffin, the peanut butter munch, or the triple chocolate chip, or the classic pink. Your choice.
Huh. Boy, I might.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Peanut butter crunch.
Peanut butter munch.
Oh, peanut butter munch. I'm for sure getting that.
Powdered sugar on top.
And it's out our way. It's on North Division.
There's one here and there's one in Coeur d'Alene. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that
something? Right.
That's
right. And the Insomnia one's right over here. Like, we could throw a rock at it.
There we go.
Really?
Yeah. They're open now, right? No.
Not 11 a.m.
11 to 3.
We just missed it. We could have gotten them on our way in.
Crumble's open at 8, so we don't have to wait that long.
Yeah. Well, they're open for breakfast?
Heck yeah. Nothing better than a cookie at breakfast.
You're joking.
Have a breakfast. Well, we have them. There's breakfast cookies here.
Yeah, that's true,
actually.
We do. Yeah,
no, I'm all about that. All right. Well, thank you for that update, Jay. Now I have a quick question for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody here uses deodorant, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah. For the most part. Right. There are times, Jay, like I know you said you don't use deodorant as much anymore.
Yeah.
And I think that's normal. But this is a study of people between the ages of 18 and 65. This was in good old Dermatology, the Journal of Dermatology. What, Bruce, are you
Bruce, he's out of it.
He's out of that category, so he doesn't have to pay
attention. I don't have to listen to you.
And me too. Yeah. I am now too. Yeah, yeah.
Well, he's not your wife. I mean, yeah.
That's true.
Come on now.
So they're claiming that if we're putting on deodorant first thing in the morning, which seems like the sensible way to do it. Right,
yeah, you're trying to get ahead of the game.
But the research suggests that applying your antiperspirant at night is more effective.
Really?
Two different things there, deodorant and antiperspirant.
Yep, true.
This is only antiperspirant. Whatever, I don't know the difference, Monty. Can you explain, Dr. Monty?
Well, I think they're in the name. Well,
yeah, it's antiperspirant.
Yeah, and one is just deodorant.
A deodorant.
Aren't most of them? But aren't they? I mean, are they, what's the difference?
Well, one contains an antiperspirant to keep you from sweating, and one just is basically flavoring it.
White or not white. That's the color of the actual deodorant, or deodorant antiperspirant.
So is there not anything that is a deodorant and antiperspirant?
Yeah, there is. Like,
antiperspirant yeah. typically has use. A deodorant in it. Yeah. Deodorant yeah. is just... It's just alcohol and smell.
Yeah, it just smell. Yeah, deodorant literally doesn't do anything to keep you from perspiring. It just covers up what. Oh the, yeah,
so nobody
odor is.
Uses that, right?
I do. I mean, that's typically yeah. what I use. Yeah, I don't
really?
Use
yeah.
Like the old white stick.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
God, that hurts my armpit just thinking.
You don't
about
like
it.
That? What do you use? Gel or something?
Yeah.
Gel's the worst.
No,
yeah,
it's
you gotta
not.
Stand around with your arms in the air. Steve, it what do you use?
Not gel.
Baby powder?
Oh, come on.
Yeah, what do you use, Steve?
Easy, Jay. Easy.
What do you use, Steve?
I use the stick.
Yeah, the regular stick. Yeah, yeah. Just use deodorant.
The white, hard, rub it in my armpit, hurt my armpit stick.
Oh, yeah. Old Spice.
Thank you, Bruce.
I have some of that. I should try it.
It's great, Warren. Use it. Yep.
Why? What do you use?
Well, I got some stuff. I used to always use the spray antiperspirant.
Oh, my gosh. What are you, 1,000? You trying to ruin the ozone?
Well, yeah. And they say it's not good for you.
Oh, really? That's I didn't right. know that. Yeah.
So that's I went right. to, I bought some at Costco. There's like 3 or 4 in a pack, and they're a...
3 or 4? What kind of Costco do you go to? I could 27 in yeah. a pack.
And you turn the bottom up, and it's got little holes in it, and this stuff comes out
that's
the top.
That's gel, yeah.
Yeah.
That's gel. That's the stuff I use.
Okay,
Warren.
I started
great.
I started using it. I got used
smells
to it.
Smells good.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't know, but I can't...
That's right. You can't smell.
Yeah,
you
can't tell.
Come over here and take a whiff of my pits and see.
Okay.
So you basically just buy whatever Costco has on sale, whether it's gel
now
or
I do,
powder
yeah.
or it doesn't matter to you.
But it and feels I'll, good.
Yeah.
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 I have to ask Lori. Do I? Am I? Okay?
Do I stink?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because
does she sometimes just say yes for fun?
Well, yeah. Well, some more than just for fun.
She's like, well, hey, more than you know, man.
And one more quick. I think we've discussed this before. At some point on this show, when you put on your deodorant, antiperspirant, whatever.
Yeah.
When you put on something in your armpit, do you...
You're the only one who does this, Kevin.
Switch arms or...
Let me demonstrate visually. We'll try to describe this.
So you take your right hand and put it in your left armpit.
Yes.
Yeah. And then you put it in your left hand and you put it in your right
yes,
armpit.
Yes, I'd have to.
You kind of got to.
Well, not
no,
this guy.
I don't.
What? You?
I just do this.
How
really?
How
yeah.
Is that even?
I just use my right arm in my pit.
For both armpits.
I dislocate my shoulder, I think.
Yeah.
This could be why I'm having shoulder trouble.
Yeah, probably.
All no. the years of doing that. Does anyone else out there listen? Can we put it on the
I'll
poll?
I'll put it on the poll.
I don't even.
You don't
I,
have to.
I can't
nobody
even
else
reach
does.
That.
What, Bruce? No, you don't have to put it on the poll. Nobody else does that.
Why did I learn to do it that way?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Plug your nose mm-hmm. and not think about the smell. You know, you can't smell the coffee.
Sure, yeah.
And you were to drink it, it would be sour or bitter.
Kevin James.
All four of us are black coffee drinkers today, at least. Monty, do you need help plugging your nose, or are you good?
Oh, my goodness.
Really?
Love you, brother. You know,
I know what? I'm sorry,
one
but
point
I can't
Monty
laugh.
For not punching Jay.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, man. Oh, wow.
That would not be advisable.
Hey, Crave Cookie, you missed that one, Kevin. That's another one on the text line. Getting a lot of Crave.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm, getting yes. rave reviews. And to Lonnie, sure.
Sure?
Yeah. His daughter manages Insomnia Cookie. Want some? No.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. We don't need
sure.
that stuff.
I'll take some tonight at about 12:30.
And you can't sleep?
You want that hand delivered? Or
yeah, it sounds like it. Cut into
they
quarters.
Do. They yeah. deliver them. That's how I've had them
well,
before,
yeah, that's,
Steve.
Oh, do they? Okay. That's,
oh, yeah, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
They don't mess
buddy.
Around.
Yeah. They're not fooling
I think
around.
The idea
you
is...
You ask me questions.
There are no stupid questions, just stupid people.
Yes, Kevin?
Maybe the 2 a.m. cookies might be... You're on the Gonzaga campus, basically. I think they probably take Bulldog Bucks there.
Oh, wow.
So I got to imagine they're delivering a lot of cookies.
Sure, it's a genius
to
idea.
Some drunk college kids.
Or just people might be hungry studying.
Right, Jay.
I mean, I don't know why you had to go to that direction.
Dry campus.
Yeah, absolutely. Round of questions. If you have a question for anybody else or just an in general question from the Friday show, just to, you know, throw your hand up or throw up. And oh, Warren's already ready to go.
Wow. My question is for Monty Tureski.
Oh, Monty is now on the stand. Yes, Monty.
Okay. Monty?
Warren, just normal voice, please.
Oh, okay. Hey, Monty.
That's not normal.
Okay. Hey, Monty, when you traveled the world with up with people and all the different things you did,
yeah.
How in the world did you pay your rate, or did your dad do it?
Oh, no. I remember we were discussing combines and wheat trucks? Yeah, I prepaid. I saved up. I worked for 2 summers to do all.
Wow.
And just
what was the longest period of time you were gone?
Consecutively? One full year?
A year?
Oh, times two. I did that twice.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Where'd you go?
Where are you hurting?
Europe 3 times.
Wow.
The United States quite a bit. I mean, a lot of traveling in the United States.
What was your favorite song to sing on Up With People?
One through the party in the county jail.
You guys sang Elvis?
Yeah.
Did you have a dance number that went with it?
Absolutely.
You really don't remember that?
No, I don't remember. I can't dance it.
I sang
the lead on that.
So. You sang Elvis?
Yeah.
Did we, Kevin, did we know that?
Yeah, I think I've heard him do that exact same.
The lead?
We had the
Vegas Elvises. We had a Vegas Elvis type outfit that was out there. There was a couple people that sang that as
well. Beautiful.
Because you're a good dancer. So at the time, you probably did it, didn't you?
Well, I did the hip.
Oh,
and did the whole hip. And
yeah.
So that was my favorite. There was another song we did, or a dance that we did to A-ha's Take On Me.
Oh, yeah.
Take on me.
You know that song, Bruce.
Take me on. Oh, yes.
You're going to play it now, aren't you, Jay?
Oh, I'm going to look for it.
Yeah, play it a couple seconds of it.
You want me to actually play the real song as opposed to Kevin and I trying to sing sort of soprano.
That's close enough.
Yeah, thank you.
Up With People, aren't they the ones that started out the song, The Cow Kicked Nelly in the Belly in the Barn?
Stop it, Warren.
That was wrong. I don't know.
That was down with people.
Oh, here we go.
Is this you drumming, Kev?
You can tell this is like an old kind of rock song because it has like an 8-minute intro.
Yeah, I remember this song. I like it.
Bloomsday coming up on Sunday.
You got that big ramp.
Oh, you think you're good?
Uh-oh.
You think you're good?
Uh-oh.
All right, let's do this again. Challenge it, Jay.
It's 35 seconds.
35 seconds?
Yeah. You going to do your DJ voice?
Ride that ramp, baby. Ride that ramp.
You better fill up the truck.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, you better go with a full tank of gas.
Good Friday morning, everybody. Hope you're having a great one wherever you're going today. If you're cruising up Monroe, maybe you're heading eastbound on I-90. Yeah. We got quite a weekend here in Spokane. Bloomsday on Sunday. Good luck to all you runners out there. And for all you walkers, good luck. And producer Steve, have fun in your jeans.
You missed it.
No one else will have fun in your jeans.
Okay.
You missed it by about 8 seconds.
Okay.
Well, I thought I felt it. And I was wrong.
That was actually pretty good, though.
I think it's the third up. You know.
Back in the day when we would play those songs on the radio, you'd see a 35-second ramp. You'd get so excited.
Oh, you're so excited. You're like, I can finally say all this stuff.
All this stuff that means nothing. But I'm going to say it like this the entire time. It's going to be so great.
Got the big volleyball tournament going on this weekend.
Like, that's pretty good.
If you drive safe out there, boy. Only for the traffic is crazy. It's going to be a wet weekend. But sunny until then. Today's going to be a great day. Get outside. Get the golf clubs out. Give it a little waggle. Give it a little wiggle. Have a fun time.
Now, you don't want to talk so fast.
Are you kidding me? That was the greatest. You just go like crazy for 35 seconds. Oh, man. Bloomies, lace them up, tighten them up. Let's go. Stretch out. Touch your toes. Here we have it. Everybody's loose. Let's go run 7 miles. Are you kidding me? I don't even want to walk so much. Heck, I don't want to drive 7 miles. Anyway, Bloomies, enjoy your day. Have a great weekend.
Well done, Jay.
It just didn't matter. We were just screaming. It was, like, so dumb. I mean, I don't know. Now we're just like,
hey, what'd you wear with your deodorant? How do you put your deodorant on?
You put your deodorant on one arm. We're dumb.
Yeah, I prefer slow radio.
So exciting.
Yeah, I don't. Fast radio wasn't my thing.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Me and Oliver and Virgil was in the drugstore killing time when my eyes fell upon this magazine. And I got to reading this article on skydiving and parachutes, and it said jumping out airplanes was the thing. So being raised down on a farm and always ready for adventure, I knew that I could figure out a way. Uncle Delmer's got an airplane, and my cousin, I can't remember the name.
Kevin James.
Got a parachute, so I said, call the boys together. Today's the day.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I don't even know. I actually don't know. I don't know how you work.
I don't know. Well, I don't either.
You're like a medical mystery, your brain.
I'll say.
Boys, I forgot we're going to need a piece of paper.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh,
because right behind everybody's got a paper and a pen, because it's time to play Jay and Kevin's Guesstimator.
We'll find out whose brain is greater with the Jay and Kevin Guesstimator.
Grab a pen and paper, Steve.
Can he write on the backside of that calendar that was sitting here?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Do whatever you feel is needed to do,
Steve,
Brewster.
You get to play today. I'm doing the questions, so okay. You get to play.
I love it.
I got a handy-dandy note card.
All right. That should do it.
So this is obviously the Guesstimator, in case you forgot how we play. I'm going to ask you a question, and they're all going to be things that are like, well, nobody would know that.
Right.
That's right. That's why you guess.
That's
everybody
how it
just
works.
Guesses,
hence,
and then
the name. Yeah.
Everybody just guesses, and then we go and see who is closest.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Here we go. How much did the heaviest elephant ever recorded weigh?
Tons or pounds?
Either way.
I'll take it either way. I can do the math. Yeah. How much did the heaviest elephant weigh? All right, everybody locked in?
Yep.
Let's see how we did. Who do we want to start? I'll start with producer Steve. It's his first time playing Guesstimator. Steve, how much did the heaviest elephant weigh?
15 tons.
Whoa. 15 tons would be 30,000 pounds.
That's correct. Good math, Kevin. What do you say, Bruce? Okay.
An overload. 2.2 tons.
2.2. Thank you for the decimals.
Okay. Okay.
You're automatically
so
out.
More around what? 5,000 pounds?
Yeah. How much is that?
Yeah. Yeah, a little less, but whatever. It's fine. Whatever it is, I'm going to say you're wrong, even if you're right.
Yeah.
Warren.
I said 6 tons.
6 tons.
6 tons. So 12,000 pounds.
What do you got,
Monty? It's a big elephant.
I went with pounds to make it easier for
That's
you.
I did, too.
Yeah, 4,450 pounds.
4,450.
I did 2.2 tons, apparently. It's 2.3, I think, actually.
I did just pounds. I did 20,000 pounds.
20,000 pound elephant. Would a 20,000 pound elephant have a big trunk?
Hey-o.
I feel like that's a Warren joke.
Great. I love it. Yeah.
Well, guys, Jay's going to get a point. It is 24,000 pounds.
Wow.
12 ton elephant.
That seems kind of small.
Steve thought it was 30, so. What percentage of cars in the United States of America are red?
What percentage?
Yeah, so it's between 1 and 100. What percentage of cars in the U.S. are red?
Thank you for, clarifying.
Thank you. Does anybody here have a red car? Jay does.
I do.
Jay has one.
Yeah, I think that would count. I think that would count.
I got two red cars.
More kind of a burgundy, but.
It still counts.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I have two red cars.
Red?
It's burgundy. I looked this up earlier today. There's over 100 shades of red.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Including burgundy.
So would pink.
Sounds like a song.
Would pink count as red?
No, pink counts as
pink.
Pink. Are we going in reverse order?
Sure. So whatever that was, Jay?
I just said 10%.
10%.
17%.
Oh, okay.
I said 77%.
77% red cars.
Do you have your eyes open when you're driving?
I think most of them are white now, though, it seems like.
White, black, gray, silver seems super popular, but go ahead.
White is number one.
It's your guess.
It's your guess.
Thank you, Bruce.
What do you say?
Money, 17%.
Oh, look at our two guys.
That guy's cute.
Yeah, you're like
Steve, 10. What do you say?
Oh, I think I went too high again. 33%.
33.
You did go too high.
Yeah.
Jay is going to get another point, guys. It might as well just be called a Jay-a-meter.
Jay-a-meter.
How much?
8%.
How much?
That's 8%.
All, huh? 8%.
Kevin, when I look at all these apps that sell vehicles?
Yeah.
And you'll see pretty quickly that they're not very many. There really aren't very many red ones. Because you can you know, like search by color.
Yeah.
So like for fun, I've been kind of searching for red. I'm like, oh, I should get a Husker red one. There's just not that many of them.
Well, 8%. I think the police watch them more closely.
Well, they're easier to spot, you know, so it catches their eye. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Okay, let's go to the next one. How many chips are in a party-sized bag of Ruffles?
How many chips?
Party-sized bag of Ruffles.
What a great question.
How many chips are in there?
Well, who's going to know that, Kevin?
Well, that...
Well, that's why it's called the guesstimator, Steve.
Ride that ramp.
Ride that ramp.
Party size. Okay.
I mean,
all right. I'm
trying to think how many you have.
Okay, let's do it, Steve. Okay. We're going to start with you this time around. How many chips are in a party size bag of Ruffles?
Oh, fun question.
100. Okay, that's a lot of chips. Bruce?
304.
304.
I love the 04, Bruce.
Warren.
That's
great. 220.
220. Monty.
400.
Jay?
I said 150.
150. Finally, Jay is not going to get a point on this one.
Good.
I'm going to have to remember who said what. The correct
how
answer
many are there?
Is 257 chips.
Ooh, I got 220.
That'd be you, Warren. That'd be you, yeah.
Yeah, I think you're there. That's
great. Way to go, Warren.
That's awesome. Nice. I didn't realize that many. I was trying to figure out when I eat chips, how many are, you know?
Well, I was trying to do it by the handful. I'm like, if there's 20 per handful and there's 20 handfuls, then you're going to be at about 400.
Ooh.
Right.
Now, wasn't a bad guess.
And if the train goes from Montana to here, and you're traveling 60 miles
an
hour.
So if you're a pirate.
if you're Monty's brother, Monty will make a lot of little chips for you.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
Here's the question. So was that a year ago's bag of chips? Or
it's a great question.
Last Tuesday?
I think this is, well, I looked on Walmart's site today at party size, and it said 12 chips per serving, 13 servings per bag.
Nice.
Ah, so
that's
257
awesome.
Is what we end up with.
Okay.
Well, 256, actually.
12
now
chips.
That I've realized that I just said the math.
12 chips. Yeah. How many calories in that 12 chips?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Okay.
Let's do one more.
Okay.
One more. What is the weight or the estimated weight of the Statue of Liberty?
Oh, boy.
That's a great question, too. These are good questions.
She's a big gal.
She's hollow, but she's tall.
12,000 pounds. Like an elephant.
Yeah, is she more or less than an elephant? That's a heck of a question.
That's true.
Are we doing pounds or tons here?
Yeah, let's do pounds, Steve.
All right.
How many pounds that is?
Well, but if you put tons, just it's 2,000. Times, so how many tons did you say? Want me to help you? But
did you already do tons, Bruce?
Yeah.
Oh.
41 tons. So that would be
41 tons would be 82,000 pounds.
82,000. Okay.
All right, here we go. Jay, what do you think it is?
Just wear a crown? There's got to be a 500,000, I said.
No. I don't know.
And she's copper.
She's half a hollow in the middle. Pounds?
I know she's hollow in the middle, but that thing is tall. All right. I'm probably way off. Monty.
Jay said 500,000 pounds.
I went 200,000 pounds.
200,000 pounds.
Thank you, Monty. At least we're in the same sort of digits.
All right.
I only said 22,000 pounds.
Oh, dude, that thing is big.
There's fire trucks that are more weight than that. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I know.
There's fire trucks.
There's elephants that weigh more than that.
I know. It seems like I always overdo it, though.
Well,
that's the fun thing about the guesstimator. There's no bad guess, really. I mean, they're kind of fun.
Yeah, a pound.
So I can change it to 222,000.
Warren, don't feel bad. I said that The Rock's net worth yesterday was like, what did I say, 24,000 or something? Or 24 million pounds?
27 million?
I think I was like, 200 million off or something?
Oh, no, he was 870 million or something.
Yeah, I was 850 million off on a man's net worth, so don't feel
Brewster, what do you say? How heavy is the Statue of Liberty?
We decided 82,000 pounds.
82,000 pounds.
82,000 pounds. Producer Steve.
Well, I originally wrote down 5,000 pounds, and then I got a message from Lynn who said 450,000, so now I feel bad about my guess.
Lynn's helping Steve try to win or something.
What answer do you want to go with?
I'll go with the 450.
That's weird. It's 450,000 pounds. Producer Steve wins. Thanks to cheating after he said 5,000 pounds.
5,000 pounds.